Happiness illumines light. Anger illumines darkness. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with instant illumination. Happiness illumines light. Anger illumines darkness. It's understandable. Happiness illumines light. But anger illumines something? It sure does. It sure does. Let's take our first thought. Happiness illumines light. Whenever we are happy, we are illumined. Whenever we are happy, our life just seems to bubble and bubble and bubble, and everything seems to come so happy and so joyful for us. It is an exciting adventure. And when we're happy, we are putting that cause into motion in a most joyous way. Happiness is something that we can experience by living happy thoughts. Happiness is something that a mother knows when she stops worrying, when she places her child into the pure white light of love that she is, into her happiness zone. And then what happens? The mother is filled with joy, filled with peace, filled with power, and so is the child. So is the child, filled with joy, filled with peace, filled with power, because the child expresses that happiness. Now, is that happiness real and true? Is that happiness something that is forever, everlasting? Yes, it is. Happiness does not go away, and happiness does not come. Happiness always is ours and always dwells within us and always expresses itself abundantly and fully now. That's just the way happiness is. Happiness knows no otherness. Happiness knows only itself. So let's think about happiness for a moment. Happiness is thinking a happy thought. Happiness is looking at the sun as it pops up over the mountain in the morning and says, good morning, how are you this wonderful morning? And for me, I look at that sun and I say, I'm just fantastic, old boy, nice to see you. I'm sure glad I created you popping up over that mountain because you just make my life illumined and joyful and happy. Oh, wow, it is great. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And then I look at the raindrops that may be falling down and I say, wow, what wonderful raindrops. You make everything joyful and beautiful and fantastic. You make everything happy and amazing and wonderful. And as I look at you, I feel so good inside of me. I feel everything is in divine order. I feel that the world is just so perfect and so right. And when I walk along my morning meditation path, I look down and I see the ants crawling on the stone, or I see a little lizard sticking his head up and down. He stands on the stone and he raises his body and lowers it and raises it and lowers it and looks around and say, what a happy guy, what a happy guy. I walk by my fish pond and I see my beautiful six little fish that I bought an inch long a while ago, and now they're 8 inches long, just maybe longer, and wonderful happy guys. They're just swimming around enjoying everything. And I clean out their pond with fresh water, and they look at me and they say, well, I like the murky water. It's kind of nice. There's a lot of good food in there. Well, I said, I'll feed you good food. Don't worry about that. And they say, oh, of course, we can always depend on you. You always take care of us. You're such a happy guy. And I said, you bet your life I'm a happy guy. And everything I do is a happy, happy time. Now, in my counseling work, I occasionally run into somebody who has anger in their heart. And when I run into someone who has anger in their heart, I say to them, you know, you're illuminating the darkness. Now, is that what you want to illuminate? Do you want to illumine the darkness? Who in their right mind would ever want to illumine the darkness? Well, every time I turn on a light, I illumine the darkness. Oh, yes, that's true. Every time the sun comes up, it illumines the darkness. But you see, it is not that it is illumining the darkness. The sun is coming up and being itself the pure light. The light in the room that we turn on is designed to be light, not to illumine the darkness, not to do anything but to be light. And so wherever that light is, it is the light. Now, it may be in the darkness, and it illumines the darkness, but that's not really the case. The only thing that illumines the darkness is anger. And anger is in the darkness as an unhappy, unrecognized thing for just what it is. Anger is something that tears down, something that destroys, something that removes us from a happy state of consciousness. And this is not what any of us want, I would imagine. Can you imagine anyone on the face of the earth wanting to live in an anger state, in an unhappy state, in a state of tension, in a state of anxiety? My goodness sakes, whoever would do that, I sure wouldn't create them in my world, and I wouldn't create me around them. How about you? Would you create them in your world, or would you create yourself around them? I would say probably no. Now, what would you do? What would you do? How would you create yourself? Well, I think that each one of us recognize, without any further ado, that happiness is the way to be and the way to express ourselves. Happiness is the only thing that has lasting significance for us. For happiness chases away all the frowns, it chases away all the downs, it chases away all those things which are limiting to us in any way. And happiness just sort of opens our heart to the possibility thinking. It opens our heart to all of the wonderful opportunities that stand before us, just waiting for us to claim them and enjoy them and know them and use them. That's what happiness is all about. And that's why happiness is such a glorious thing, as it illumines with its light. It illumines light. Now, remember that. It's kind of an odd statement, but happiness illumines light. Happiness does not illumine darkness, because there is no darkness to be recognized as being illumined. There is only light recognized as being what happiness is. And these are the things that are so important for us as metaphysical students. These are the things most important. And metaphysics is the most perfect part of philosophy that we've been taught. Plato and Aristotle brought these things out in the early days of talking about philosophy, and they say metaphysics is the deepest level because it's the highest level of thinking. And this is really high level of thinking. Happiness illumines light. My goodness, we would say it would illumine darkness, but that's only because we lived on the other side of the coin. Now we live on the other side of the coin, where happiness and light and illumination belong together. And that's where we want to stay. We want to stay in the awareness that happiness illumines light. And we are that light. And we are that illumination. And we are that happiness. And this comes to us in every experience in our life, in every thought we think, in every word we speak, in every action we take. And we maintain our consciousness constantly in the area of happiness. We sing happy songs, we think happy thoughts, we do happy things. And as we do that, there's only room in our life for the light. For the light that illumines all, which is our light of happiness, our light of joy, our light of peace, our light of goodness, because that's who we are. Isn't it wonderful? Happiness illumines light. Join with me this day in my illumination. And leave the other stuff behind. The only thing that really matters is to be happy. Have a lovely day, and know that I love you, I love you, I love you.